you have a discussion with Rishonim about the role of Mishnah Torah and Chazav Nishnes Varvas Moav. In other words, Torah itself, Lechura, seemed to have been given the first four Svarim, and Mishnah Torah is just the word Mishnah means to repeat and so on. And the Rishonim talk about different shitas. What does it mean, all of these new mitzvahs that you have over here? And I guess the sharpest place that you have a sense of new mitzvahs is in Kiseitze, Shaftim. And Kiseitze is sort of almost parallels Kedoshim in Chumash Vayikra in terms of the volume of mitzvahs listed one after the other. So some Rishonim say all the mitzvahs were given before, this is just the Torah writes it here, which needs a Havan and a Hezba, why that would be like that. In other words, basically, Mishnah Torah could have just said, Moshe had been a chazah of everything that was given before. And on the basis of what were the koveya, the mitzvahs that appear mefurish in Mishnah Torah, and only beremiza earlier. Like, how do you decide which is which? Especially if you hold these attack new mitzvahs that weren't given before for whatever reason, what's the common denominator of the mitzvahs that their mokum specifically is shayach to Mishnah Torah? What's the yichud of Mishnah Torah? I guess it also requires understanding what's the yichud of Mishnah Torah. If it's a chazara stam, and the only tachlis was to sort of review with Klal Yisrael and tell them everything that was given before. So should have said, Vaidaba Moshe, it's called Dvar Me'elu, and Vayana Kolom Amen. It's basically, there's no real content in the in over here that you don't have before. The Gemara says a lot of times that a parsha was only Chazes V'Nishnes, V'Shol Dovash and Ischadish Ba. It wouldn't, if Dvarim was simply just a technical chazara to a chazo of everything that was given before, it would not have written out in the Torah. Bal Korchach, there are inyanim that mitzad the toichin or inyanim, chazara brings out new inyanim and nuances and halachas. The Sfarim that write about the Goyim's Talmidim especially, they write about the inyan of chazing something. Every time you chaz something, you come up with some new inyan to our Torah. So the inyan of chazor brings out new halakim of Torah. But when you're talking about the Torah itself, so obviously there's a reason why some of these inyanim are especially shayach to the world of chiddush and chazara. Chazara gives something which something comes out in the Chazara that is shayach specifically to the world of Mishnah Torah. And try to get a sense of what is it. It's impossible to go through all the mitzvahs and be meshayach them, but certainly Ruach HaDvarim here, there are things that there seems to be a sort of common denominator in a lot of the Chashav mitzvahs, ranging from Yifas Toar to Ben Snua to Hashavas Aveda to Yibum and so on. Now try to get some sort of sense of what that Nekuda is. I want to be misplaying a little bit also on the Inyan of Hashavas Aveda. L'chura for us, Hashavas Aveda seems to be a Dova Poshet. It seems to be, it's part of normally Menschlich and so on and so forth. But if you think about it, there are two components to Hashavas Aveda, and we'll try to understand the two components, how they work together, or what's behind it. L'chura, Hashavas Aveda has a chelik of Choshen Mishpat in it, meaning as follows. If I find an object that is not my object, I am not allowed to keep it. It still belongs to the previous owner, and so on. That's the Chorosh Mishpik Halacha. It's the question whose object it is, and the answer is, it's my object. Lo Suchalis Aleim is not a Chorosh Mishpik component. Lo Suchalis Aleim is sort of a Hilchas Stoker. I don't have the other person's object. I haven't touched it. I'm not taking it. Nothing, but the Torah says I have to do a gemilas chesed of sorts. It's a gemilas chesed begufoy to pick myself up and to go and to pick it up for the person. Now that gemilas chesed begufoy belongs to the world of chesed and tzedaka, that I'm doing something for the other person. So let's ask ourselves a shaila. What's the gemilas chesed shaboy? That a person, there's an object worth $1,000, he has a shor worth $1,000, a few thousand dollars that he's about to lose, and I have to prevent it. So let's say I'm lazy and rich, and I say to myself, you know what, instead of taking the shor, I'll write him a check. The poor guy needs $1,000, he's out of shor, here's a check for $1,000. So if it's zaken ayin v'chvoid, he's like a potter. Or if he himself is losing money. In other words, I work at a job that I make $1,000 an hour, and this will take me 2 hours, so I don't have a chiyuv because I wouldn't do it for me either. But if not, l'chura, the person is going to be oyvel l'suchel l'salim. Even though, mitzad the chesed shaboy, mitzad what I'm returning to the other person, I'm fine. This other person has now, he can buy any shor he wants, he can buy not a shor if he wants. So l'suchel l'salim is a mitzvah and a chiyuv that it's not Choshen Mishpat, and it's not Hilchot Tzedakah. So what's the Teichen of that mitzvah? I also want to address the Etzem Halacha of Hashavas Aveda. It's not as simple as it looks. The Halacha is that Hashavas Aveda is on the only Chayav to Yisrael, not to a Goy. That means Gezel Akum is Aser. It means that an Aveda mitzad the Dinei Mamonis Be'etzim is Shayach, is no longer Shayach to the Bailam. A person is a Bailam as long as he's in physical control of it. Once it's physically removed from him and he has no access to it, you lose your Bailas. It's not so strange because Avud Emenem V'chol Adam, if I drop a pen in Niagara Falls, the minute it's in the falls, it's no longer mine. And even though somebody happens to go by in a boat and the bottom picks it up, it's no shaykh to me. It's not mine. So you see that if Gezel Akum is Asa and Avedas Akum is Muta, so the halacha is that it's something which is Be'etzim, it's not the Choshen Mishpat, it's not pure Choshen Mishpat, it's not pure Choshen Mishpat. It doesn't belong to the owner, it belongs to whoever finds it. So the Torah seems to be saying that the etzem din of the etzem halacha of returning the chayfetz is also not chayish mishpat, it's a get of tzedakah. So what happens if I want to keep the object and give him a check instead? Also not allowed to. You know, Hashavas Aveda, if we determine that both halves Hashavas Aveda, both Lotzuchel Is'alim and the etzem keeping of it, Me'ikra Din from Choshen Mishpat doesn't have a makom, and it's all Megidrei Tzedakah to make up the chisaron that the poor person lost. So why doesn't the Torah say, give you a choice, either write a check or be matriach and give the chayfetz? I mean, what's the, if somebody needs, let's say Gemilas Chesed, if a person needs help crossing the street, and I hire somebody else to cross the street, I'm not, if anything, faket, that's a Gemilas Chesed, what's the difference? Mali, I did it, Mali, if I hired somebody else to do it for the person. There's a certain inyan of Gemilas Chesed Begufoy, it's a Maila that's Begufoy, it's Chesed is both Begufoy, Ubma Maila, but there's no Isurim, there's nothing. So if Hashavas Aveda is a Stam Chesed, because a person lost money, and now he's out money, so why is the tipul and the object, and getting back the object, and so on, so the Etzem Mitzvah, even where the person is not going to lose money, and so on. That's an akuda about Hashavas Aveda that I'd like to discuss. So let's talk a little at one more inyan. The inyan v'fastoya is something which the Rashi says the Dibur Torah l'kenegi Yitzhara. Kadosh Baruch Hu knew a person wouldn't be able to be oymek kenegi Yitzhara. The Torah was matter it. Now let's understand something. There are in all other mitzvahs, there's a p'tur of oynis. There's a p'tur of oynis, and if a person is not bedaitoi and so on, is potter. We can only be done, bezin can only be done on a physical item. Somebody holds a gun to your head, the person is sick, pikuach nefesh, and so on, you couldn't get to the place. It's hard for us to be done. We can't be done on emotional pikuach nefesh. Our person didn't have a choice. But over here, so, but we're not matir anything. The Torah doesn't put down parashas of etterim. Why would the Torah put down a parasha to be matir and give it a format? A person is not allowed to be born a akum, and if a person is born a akum, depending on if it's not a chit, whatever, is it chayav alav, or depending on different shittas, but al kaponim, the isser is an isser, and if the person was an oinus, the person was an oinus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of that business. What's the inyan of being of having a head to set up in the Torah for it? So the Arizal is his kasha. The Arizal is his kasha. He has there's likutim of the Arizal and Torah called likutim and Torah and the other sefer of his. He asks his kasha, and he presents the following teretz. He says like this that HaKadosh, there are neshamas that are lost unjustly. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in the course of the in the upheavals in the world on all levels, in the ruchnis and gashmis, certain neshamas were lost to Klal Yisrael unjustly. The lashon that the Rizal uses is they were nis'ashik, they were torn away from Klal Yisrael unjustly. Parenthetically, we know over the doors in Klal Yisrael how many Jewish children were taken away from Klal Yisrael and forced to become goyim. Whether it's the Yemenites, whether it's Christians, whether Cantonists, there were tons and tons of neshamas in Klal Yisrael that were nis'ashik, torn away from Klal Yisrael. Those are neshamas ashukos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Arizal says like this. The people who went out to Mulchama were tzaddikim gemurim. Like it says, we used a filtering process where we filtered out everyone except for tzaddikim gemurim that weren't suffering tefillah and were tzaddikim gemurim mamish. If one of them is attracted to one of the umas ha'olam, and the word v'chashakt means something which doesn't have any havana, sichel. Bal karchoch, that there's a nishmas Yisrael in somewhat trapped in that person. And this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha of bringing it back to Klal Yisrael. I want to, before I go further, I want to insert a very, very important caveat here. This is a type of inyan that chas v'shalom, a person can undertake it on his own. Some chassidim had a mahalach of they called it being metaken itzaitz and so on, and many of the chassidim themselves, many big chassidim, were very against it. The point is, what's usser for us is usser, and chas melahaske that a person on his own volition should go ahead and be misasik in it. These are things that are hadikav shurachmana, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this. We have nothing to do with it. We don't have. We don't go out and we're not megayi umas olam, and we're not misasik in the yanim of ra. We're supposed to do what we're supposed to do. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an hoga, we are HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts everything back in the place it's supposed to be. And if there is a neshama ashuka, if there's a neshama that was ripped away from its real makom. And it goes back and it's in some sort of shvia, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megalgal that it should be nizdabik to something that is a toiv and come back to Klal Yisrael via that mahalach. So the Rizal doesn't say it mefurish, but it's seen it sort of read into Rizal. Like Dibur Torah LaNegad Yetzahara means. This is an eitz of the Torah against the Yetzirah, who had torn away this neshama of Yisrael. This is a way to sort of bring it back in through the back exit, so to speak. So the parasha of Yifas Toyad, where Rizal explains it, is the mahalach of bringing back those neshamas and those inyanim that had been lost to Klal Yisrael. There's a pasuk in Iyov that is the remez that we have for what we call Gilgulim. And again, Gilgulim is not something that we're supposed to treat kipshuta, you're not supposed to treat it offhandedly. All we know, it's a process of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring back inyanim that were neskalkel. And the Lashon Iyov is Hein Kol Eile Yifal Keil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does all of these things, Pamayim Sholosh Im Geva, 2 to 3 times he's misasik with a person, Lehoshiv Nefesh Mine Shachas, to bring back a nefesh from Gehenim, Lo Or Bo Arachayim. That's the Lashon of the Tupsukim in Iyov, Lam Gimel, where the Inyan of those neshamas, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to work with something 2-3 times, meaning in 2 or 3 different settings, in 2 or 3 different mahalchim, to be meshiv the nefesh minei shachas. That's the lashon. The it means for us, what it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not leave things where they don't belong. And since the nefesh of a geva does not belong in shachas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reroute the pamayim sholosh, what we call gilgulim, means in yonim that are past our bechira, but in yon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misaviv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about mahalchim, so that something comes back again and again till it comes to the right place. A place where Chazal said this mifurish in the big picture is a medrash in by Esav Mayakov. It says that he Amara and Amoretz asked Rabbi Yeshaya. He says, "He Amrloch Mila Tova. If I tell you a good word, Amrisu Mishmi, will you say it over for my name?" So he said, "Let's hear." So he says, "Losid lavo, osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehachzir, the mincha of Yaakov, the mincha that Yaakov gave Esav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is osid lehachzira." And he quoted pasuk Shnema Malki Tarshish ve'iyim mincha yashivu. It says, "Losid lavo, the Malki Tarshish ve'iyim will return the mincha." Yaviu loynema. It doesn't say they'll bring an offering to Yaakov. It says they will return. So it means they will return the mincha that Yaakov gave Esav. So Amalei, so Yeshaya told him, Chayecha milotoy ve'amritz, you said a good word, u'mishmar amir, and I'll say it over in your name. So, first of all, the whole dialogue is strange. I mean, what's the whole dialogue? Say it. So, you know, I mean, it's a whole dialogue, and he what's the meaning of the surrounding story? That Adam Oritz came and told him this vertel, and he had this whole thing with him. If I tell you good word, will you tell it to me or not? Will you tell it to my name? And he said, "Let me hear first." And he heard it. He said, "Yeah, I'll tell you your name." Why didn't you tell him right away? If you'll say a good word, I'll say it over your name. But the whole dialogue here is mysterious, it's strange. And what's the etzem? Let's try to understand that Chazal. Yaakov gave Esav unjustly a mincha worth X amount. Worth, I don't know, let's say $1,000. And it was unjust. It was basically hush money, you know, like a mafia payoff. Esav is coming with the army and try to buy him off. So Lasid Lavo, Dumas Olam will give us money, and they'll pay it back in interest and with compound interest. We'll get a lot of money. Fine, great. I mean, what does it mean they'll give back those sheep and those goats and those camels and that? Besides what it means physically, but what's the point of it? It's like somebody says to me, if somebody stole from me $1,000, 10 $100 bills, and then he says, "You know, I want to make amends. I'm not just going to give you $1,000, I'll give you back the same $100 bills." Big deal. or it's any chifetz. So what? I mean, if somebody stole a car, give me back another car, same car. What's the difference? What's the difference in your shiva and your view? So the pshat is the rechush of Klal Yisrael. The bria has in itself nekudas of toiv, and those nekudas of toiv belong to Klal Yisrael. Within Klal Yisrael, they are Klal Yisrael. And every piece that was torn away from Klal Yisrael unjustly will come back to Klal Yisrael. When you have a chayfetz, we always say over, the chamor Pinchas ben Yoyer is not the pshat that the chamor was a phenomenal chamor, it was a tzaddik and a talmud chacham and so on. It was a Pinchas ben Yoyer's chamor. It was Pinchas ben Yoyer's extension, it was his chamor, and this was his inyan. And the Mele Klal Yisrael's, everything that Yaakov Avinu had in itself Yaakov Avinu. And if whatever it is that went off to a Mesa'olam is in a place that it doesn't belong, these are nekudas that don't belong to a Mesa'olam. It's not a question of the money and the loss we took. The problem is not that Yaakov Avinu has less sheep and gemalim and so on. The problem is that these sheep and gemalim were chamor pinchas ben yoyer of sorts, whatever dagas was. And the fact that it got lost means the bria is a chasa. It means that part of Yaakov Avinu's amal, part of the nefesh asher asu, went to waste. And that's an impossibility. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the bria that everything toiv doesn't go to waste. And lasid lova yeshivu. I want to hear the oimek of the chazal here. This is the Torah of the Aretz. In other words, the Talmid Chacham of Klal Yisrael didn't inherit. And Am Aretz came along and he says, if I have Torah, and will you say over my name? In other words, there's a Torah that the Am Aretz brought back to Klal Yisrael. It was a piece of Torah that was out there. The Chacham of Klal Yisrael was sitting and they didn't inherit. And the Am Aretz out there, they heard it because this was part of that lost Nekuda. And that's why he waited. Reb Yeshaya didn't want to, if he would have been mechaven to a ktsois, he would say it over the name of a ktsois. It's not that Amoritz is tired. Amoritz was kesuma baruba, like the Gemara says. But no, this was the Torah of the Amoritz and Klal Yisrael. It was in the kud of Torah that got lost there, and Dafka the outsider is the one that said it. And that's why when he finished, he said, yes, I'm going to say over Lederis Hashtikal Torah the name of an Amoritz. There's Klal Yisrael is Kedoshim Heim. And yes, 99% of the Torah is by Chacham Yisrael, but there were pieces that were lost, and occasionally someone comes and brings back the Shtikal Torah. This was the personification of the Mincha Yeshivu. That's what the Chazal is saying over here. So the inyanim, that anything that Klal Yisrael did, any nefesh asher asu, any darga, comes back to Klal Yisrael and is shav to Klal Yisrael. I want to go to Hashabbos Aveda and understand it. The Rizal also says it in his Loshainus, his Inyanim. Hashabbos Aveda is neither shayach to the world of Choshen Mishpat and neither shayach to the world of Tzedakah. It's a much deeper Inyan. Adam Reitze Bekav Shaloi Yoyse Mitish Lachaveroi. A person has a chaysemis of inyanim that he established, that he accomplished. And b'meila, it's uniquely his. If a person comes along and he sees Shaira Sechaver Toya Baderech, so the problem is not that the person is now missing a Shaira Seh, but it is of the most intrinsic. It is the mahalich, most central to the bria, that everything comes back to the place that it came from. The mitzvah Hashavas Aveda taps onto this inyan over here. It's very interesting. There are two mitzvahs, two chesh mishpatik mitzvahs in our parsha. One is Hashavas Aveda, and one is Hashavas Mashkin. by avoiding Hoshev Toshev is this. There's a chiyuv to give back things that belong to a person, even when mitzad choish and mishpat, I would have the right to hold it. And in Aveda, I have the right to hold it because meikra din, you see, by Akum, it's no longer his. By an Avoid, I took a mashkin, I took it because it's an outstanding loan. And yet the Torah says, Hoshev Tishiven Eloi, that you have to give it back to him because it's another inyan, neither tztaka nor chosh mishpat, of bringing things back to where they belong, matching things back to the sheirish of their metzias. The process I think the klal of this inyan is shayach we said a pasuk that it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hence pamayim sholish yifalim gava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the musig of redoing something again means that things that have a Shem Aveda first time round come out the second time round. Let's give an example in going back to where we spoke about the learning. If a person learns and you learn through something and you learned it well, the second time round you realize implications and things that you had in the first time, that you missed the first time. And the third time you pick up things, and the fourth time and so on. It's Chazara. Is one thing Chazar accomplishes, I remember better that which I had. That's fine. That's a technical aspect of Chazara. But anyone who's a Chacham knows that every time you relearn it, things surface that had been there, but were nis'alim from you. They were sort of hidden, but they were there. But I didn't have a handle on it. The going back over Torah a second time brings out things that were lost the first time in that same halach of Torah. So I think the Mishnah Torah means, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the Chazorah on Torah, if going over something is just a technical way to review the information, to make sure you got it down well, or to remember it better. There's no makom for a sefer called Mishnah Torah. So do it. I mean, we sit down, Chayisol Chazak comes, Alafah comes, Vezbar again and again and again. We know it. Well, there's no. What's the chiddush in sefer Torah? The Torah is. What Mishnah Torah is megala is that in the Mishnah we have Torah, a new Torah. That in the second round, in the Chazara of the Inyanim, new Inyanim surface. What some Mishnah learned was all the mitzvahs that we find in Dvarim were bermiza in the first parashas, in the first four Sfarim, and except it's explicit in Dvarim. It's not just technically kind of that's how we set up, that's a style of the Sefer. It's telling us that Torah the second time brings out Nikudis that were hidden the first time. That's the Mahalach of Torah. And Bemela Libya Emily, as far as the Inyanim, if we to look for sort of a common denominator of all the mitzvahs that are mentioned here, Kemat, a lot of them, certainly the ones that stand out, all have that nekuda. Yifas Toyer is a nitzas of Kleisel that was lost with Numas Oilam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Misavi Vasibis brings it back. You have a Pasha Ben Asnua who's pushed away from their rightful place, and he has to be makir in the Ben Asnia as the Choroi. You have a Pasha of Shavas Aveda. You have a Pasha of Yibum. Think about it. Yibum is an extraordinary inyan. The Yibum goes like this. I mean, Yochem Hashem Achiv doesn't mean that you name him. The Gemara says you don't give a name. A person was married to a woman. She's not a blood relative of his. But in the interaction between the two, a certain nekuda of the husband was absorbed in the wife. There was a certain chelek sheboy that was absorbed in the wife and never came to fruition. In other words, it's a lost nitzos that hasn't found a metzias. If she has a child, then that's the embodiment of the nitzos. The nitzos is not lost. But if she doesn't have any children, then the husband's hashpa has been lost, absorbed, and the brother who now takes her as his wife, the child produced is even though the brother's the grama shaboy, but we understand it to be the embodiment of those nitzotzos and those inyanim that the first brother had given. How? That's Mr. Dak Hashem. Those inyanim that this whole mahalach is shayach to Nisra because it's not part of an open mahalach whatsoever. This is the harikav shachmanik part that we don't have access to, but we do have that haftacha. I want to look at it in terms of our avodah, especially I guess towards the mei tshuva and chalal the kololis avodas adam. It's interesting. The word in Gemara Lashon for coming back is called chazara, lachzar, chazar, which means to repeat the performance that you did before. That's what it means. So it's simply if I walked from here to my house, walking back is to be chayzer. It's simply a repeat of what happened before. The Torah uses a different word for it. And the Torah says hashev. Hashev, the word hashev comes from the word sheves, my place, my makom. Hashev means that something returns to its rightful place, that something comes back to its makom. Because the Torah is omer and the sod, for us, it's simply a repeat. It's like when you ask, I don't know, directions, and then you ask for it reverse directions. The program doesn't know where your home is and where you're going and where you're coming. There's a direction from A to B, and there's reverse direction from B to A. That's all it is reverse directions. But a sort of homing instinct, where things must come back to their makom, that's shayach, that's the way Torah was categorized. That's why Torah defined it. The word Shabbos is that's my makom. That's on kainis shvisa. It's interesting. In Lashon Kodesh, you find a lot of words that the opposites are come from the same shoresh, like shever, you know, to break and to bring sustenance to. You know, we always point out sarif and so on. Shevis like that also shvia. Shivya, Shavisa Shivya. Shivya means capture somebody. When somebody is extricated from his place and brought to a different place. He's trapped in a place that's not his. And when Vishavu Banim Likvuleya means they come back to their place. The word Shav is a derivation of its makom menucha, its place. This is where it is. This is where its makom is. And the process of being torn away from it is called shviya, and the process of coming back is called shivya, shavu, and so on. So we understand here that the Torah here in the Mishnah Torah called Yusa, and the specific mitzvahs in this parasha, and that's why the union of tshuva is mentioned in Dvarim. And so on. Parasha's Mishnah Torah is that the first round, there are things that are lost. and there are things that are nelam. The second round, there's a second, everything in the Bria has its place and its makom, and has to come back to that place. I want to apply it to two areas. One area is tshuva. We kind of translate tshuva roughly as becoming better people, making ourselves better people, and so on. Let's take two pictures next to each other. One is if somebody offers me that if I go to this place, he'll give me $100,000. So I may be excited by the offer, I may not be excited, the place might be dangerous, whatever it is. There's a certain chance that I will do it, certain chance I won't do it. If I lost $100,000 and somebody told me I found it, I'm much more likely to go there than if it's a new $100,000 because of this attachment of Adam Yitzhar Kav Shaloi. The Indian of tshuva, if we say I should become a better and a bigger person, so on, okay, it's tempting, it sort of encourages a person, but it has its limits. But if we look at it and we think of it as coming back to the place that we really should be, if a person has a positive, somebody who's had a very successful life and there was a period of down, he will make much greater efforts to rehabilitate himself than a person who's always been down and now he has a chance to become big or whatever it is. Because the sense of self, this is my place. I really belong in a makom that's tov. And yes, in the life that I remember, it's been kind of downhill, but that's not really me. Everything has an akuda of where it goes back to. Tshuva means that we're finding our place, like Hashavas Aveda, like all of those inyanim. And that's one inyan, it's an attitude towards tshuva, that a person betzem is a chelik l'kayim imal, and his makom is tov, and tachas kisei hakavod. And those other inyanim are inyanim that are unnatural. I'm in a place that I'm not meant to be naturally. The second inyan is there are inyanim that for us are frustrating because they seem to go no place. Somebody who has aspirations to be a big Rosh Yeshiva and he's sitting and he's learning and he's in his mind he's kind of preparing shiurim. So there's a real impetus to learn because, I'm preparing now shiurim and this is the sugs have down and then and so on and so forth. The person feels strongly compelled to learn. But a person who's not that, it's not the way he's headed to and that's not what he thinks he is. And he puts in a year, two, three, four, learns. And he's learning in Yanim, that's it. You know, he's learning it now, and it's gone. And that's it. What was the point of it? When I'll be 60, the Chakira in what Chazaka is, where, what, when, how, it's gone. I can't say it's wasted, because Kosh Baruch gives char, and it's wonderful, but it's hard. Nobody likes to plant and not to reap. We don't like to, and the answer is, there is no thing that goes to waste. Maima Muzga. Chazal say that a person who doesn't chaz is like somebody who's a rea vein a koitza. So the pshuto is that person doesn't know it if doesn't chaza, but it's also on the deeper level, the way we explained before, the second, the third, and the fourth, and the fifth time is where you discover the peiros in it. It's a maima muska in that chazal. But I mean, in general, there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's most overriding hashgacha is of the lo yidach menu nidach, of henkel eile yifal kelim gever, pamayim sholosh, that a person, it's every single piece of effort, every single inyan of toiv that a person has done becomes his. And it becomes his netzach netzachim. And yes, many of it disappears. It sort of goes off, and I don't know. Somebody worked with somebody very hard. And it's a crisis for people who work as mashpiyim. And they felt they got someplace with somebody. I was makarav the person, I worked with him, I put a lot of work in. And then he's gone. Didn't make that final decision. Somebody once told me that that's the hardest part. Somebody works very hard in the field and so on. The hardest part is the effort you put into a person when it doesn't come to fruition. So you put a lot of real effort into it. You put your neshama into this person, so on and so forth. And at a moment of crisis, a moment of decision, whatever, made the wrong decision, the person is back to us before. But a nice thank you note. Gone. That's a rea vena koitza. It is a terrible, terrible klala. And it breaks a person. Mishnah Torah tells us Hashavas Aveda, the parasha of Yibum, the parasha of Fastoya, tells us there is nothing in the world that went to waste. There are things that are taken. There are inyanim that are trapped, taken, captured. But they're forever ours. And anything good a person did, if it was helping a second person, if it was not Shpia L'Toiv, if it was the learning he did himself, if it was a particular mitzvah that he did with Shlemus, all of those inyanim are Netzach Netzachim yours. It says in Chazal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mekayim all the mitzvahs. When he gave the mitzvah Shavas Aveda, means that every Aveda in the Bria is returned to the Bailam. Sometimes now, sometimes later, sometimes in Netzchias. That doesn't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Neman. The Mishnah Torah is a seal on Torah. It's like when you have a kli and you put a seal around it that nothing escape. And even if something seeps out of the inner container, it's brought back in by the outer container. That's what Mishnah Torah is. It's an understanding that anything a person has done is forever his, and Lossed Lovey. It's not the real hope for a person who's a Baal Nefesh. The things that depress us are not the things we don't have, but the things that became lost from us. And the haftacha, the most meaningful haftacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that im yir nidacho b'kzeo oretz, m'shama shiveno, that the minchas that Klal Yisrael lost through Mesa'olam will be returned. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, we once had X amount of people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us again that amount of people. Every child, every neshama, every nekuda of Klal Yisrael that was lost, there'll come a day when it comes back again. The inyan of tshuva is not just to do good, to become better, and so on. It's to bring a person back to his self. The self that is be'etzem his metzias, the process of tshuva brings back the person to that self, and the biggest aveda of a person is his self, and the biggest nechama is the avtoch of tshuva to get back the very self of yours. Shabbos.